This is Monitor, and I'm Skitch Henderson here in Radio Central, and tonight we'll bring you a concert that includes some of the finest music ever written, played by the world's leading orchestras. Of course, we'll touch on other topics, too, and right now sit back and enjoy the best of Groucho. Say, Fenneman, tell us, what's tonight's secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is name. N-A-M-E.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in the Best of Groucho, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
December 1945. World War II has ended. In Moscow, the foreign ministers of the Big Three meet in an attempt to solve the mounting international problems that threaten the peace. Three, and only three, American newsmen are admitted to the Soviet capital, especially to cover this historic conference. One of these three is Leon Pearson. Moscow, 1945, and Moscow again in 1947. Rome, 1948, for the crucial Italian election. Germany, 48, flying the cargo route on the Berlin airlift. Leon Pearson, holder of the Legion of Honor for objective reporting, a man with a first-hand knowledge of history, is typical of the top NBC newsmen who broadcast news on the hour. This is Chet Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations.
Sunita Pelkey is waiting to talk to you now, and her partner is a special guest, one of the best-known names in the world of bridge, Mr. Charles Gorin. So, folks, you can please meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide it up. This isn't going to be easy, this next one.
I didn't expect you to say hello to me, Groucho. When
I have no intention of saying hello to you. In fact, you can leave now, as far as I'm concerned. Welcome to your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. And brother, that isn't all you have. Mr. Gorin, I'm glad to see you.
Thank you. I'm glad I was noticed at long last.
That's the last time I'll look at you tonight. Mr. Gorin, I'm impressed to have you up here. Your name is a household word among millions of bridge players. But don't let that go to your head, Mr. Gorin, because Drano is a household word, too. Now then, what kind of pinochle do you play?
As a matter of fact, I was weaned on pinochle.
You were?
That was my first game.
Is that so? We use milk in our house. Well, we'll cross that bridge after I tilt with this little tootsie over here. Huh? What is it?
Sunita.
Oh, Sunita. Well, that's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
You're a very pretty girl. Does your name have any translation?
Well, Groucho, it means health or healthy or something like that.
I picked the right name for you, Sunita. If I ever saw anyone who's bursting with health, this is it. How do you account for this large amount of beauty and health?
Well, Groucho, I think it's sports and good eating habits.
You mean a lot of sports have filled you up with a lot of food?
Well,
what do you tell me here? What are some of your good eating habits? Can you eat peas with a knife?
No, but I eat liver and yogurt for breakfast every morning.
What a schweinerei, huh? Yogurt and liver?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bad enough to have to get up in the morning and look at the morning paper without having to stare at yogurt and liver besides. Why do you eat yogurt and liver?
Well, Groucho, yogurt and liver have a lot of B vitamins, and most people lack B vitamins.
You don't lack anything, kid. I'll come back to you very quickly. I'll call you Tommy, is that right?
Well, it's all right, except that if you call me Charlie, I'm more apt to answer to it, because that happens to be my name.
Oh, Charlie. Wow. You said yogurt and liver, and that's the secret word. So you get $50, and Tiny Tim gets $50. Charlie, you look very familiar. Did we ever meet before?
Yes, we did, a great many years ago, and I don't want to reveal the length of time it's been.
Oh, I don't mind.
You don't?
I've lost her anyhow.
But you remember I'll Say She Is?
Yes, I do. I'm still using the jokes from I'll Say She Is. Were you in that show? Were you a chorus boy in that show?
No, but my favorite partner was a chorus girl in one of your later shows, Coconuts.
Is that so?
Her name now is Helen Silver. She's the greatest woman bridge player in the world. But at that time,
she was a chorus girl in the
Coconuts? She was a chorus girl in the Coconuts.
Well, how did we meet? I don't remember.
Did you come backstage
to see your
Ina Morata? I was supposed to teach you and your brothers to play bridge.
Oh. Well, what happened?
Well, I mentioned in passing right at the start that bridge was played with a deck consisting of 52 cards, at which point you rose and said that's as much as you could absorb in one lesson. And
well, it's true. I can't concentrate that long. The only game I like to play is Old Maid. Providing she isn't too old. Where are you from, Chuck?
Well, you might say I'm from Philadelphia.
What did you do there?
Well, I received my elementary education there, and I left Philadelphia long enough to go up to Canada to get further education, and I was indiscreet enough to study law, and I became a lawyer.
And then you went back to Philadelphia, and you were a Philadelphia lawyer.
Huh?
Well, is it true what they say about Philadelphia lawyers?
I don't know. What do they say about Philadelphia lawyers?
He's a Philadelphia lawyer, all right. How old are you, Charlie?
I'm 56.
56. How long have you been married?
I haven't been married yet, but I haven't given up hope.
How about a romance with Sunita here?
Well,
wouldn't you like to marry her?
I certainly would, any minute. But I have an idea she has one or two boyfriends lurking in the wings.
How old are you, Sunita? I'll call you Sunita, huh?
Sunny? 21.
Married?
No.
Do you play bridge?
No, I don't. I play gin rummy and Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers, you play?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to forget gin rummy and Chinese checkers and learn to play a real game?
Yes.
How would you like to learn to play from the world's greatest authority?
Well, I'd like Mr. Gorin to teach me bridge very much.
Who's talking about Gorin? What's more important, who's talking about bridge? Sunita, I pride myself on being able to guess occupations. I've been doing this so long. And I'd say offhand that you're a differential calculus teacher at Caltech. Is that right? Is that right?
No, Groucho.
You're not?
No. I'm a dancer and a showgirl at the Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge? Well, that's a very fine place. What do you do there?
Well, I actually walk around with an hour-shaped figure dress.
You just walk around? This is your entire occupation?
At the present, yes.
An hourglass dress, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Must be the early part of the hour, huh? Sunita, have you done any modeling?
Yes, I have, Groucho. Mm-hmm.
You won any contests?
Yes, that also. I've been Miss New York State this year in the Universe pageant, and I've been Miss Smiles, Miss St. George, Miss National Salami, Miss Potato Salad.
You were Miss National Salami?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that anything like Miss Potato Salad? Or did you get them both together?
No, they were separate.
All you needed was coffee, huh? Well, what was this? You say you were Miss National Salami. Have you ever hung in a delicatessen window? Well, Charlie, besides marking cards and dealing from the bottom of the deck, just what do you do to keep busy?
Well, I've got lots to do to keep me busy. I have a daily column that I write for about 200 papers around the country. I usually have a book that I'm revising. I've recently taken on the bridge feature of Sports Illustrated magazine.
Oh. Well, what is your latest book called?
It's called Contract Bridge Complete. That is the new Contract Bridge Complete.
Yeah. Have you ever had a perfect hand, then?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes. Yeah. But I had it in the days... I had it rather as a...
When you were going with that chorus girl, you mean?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it was before that time. There was a type of game we called goulash. So
really?
I actually had it in the mirror.
Well, there's a Hungarian in the audience here tonight. And at the word of goulash, he starts frothing at the mouth, and you got to be very careful.
Well, I have to be careful to tell him I had 13 clubs in one hand and never got a chance to bid.
How come?
Because it was up to seven spades before it got round to me.
Now, is this clear to you? Well, Fanita, you've heard a lot about bridge, and I'll be honest. Which do you prefer, bridge or Chinese checkers?
I think I still like Chinese checkers.
Why?
Well, Groucho, it only takes two people to play it, and...
Fanita, I happen to know another game that you can play. Well, suppose some evening I called on you, Sunita, and I warn you, I know nothing about Chinese checkers. Now, what would we do?
Well, Groucho, you have a large board, and it's full of holes. And each man...
You're describing me like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Each man has 10 marbles, and the object of the game is to get your marbles on the other side of the board before you do.
Look, if I called on you some evening and I spend all my time playing Chinese checkers, you can be sure of one thing. I've certainly lost all my marbles. Well, it's been fun having Mr. Bridge on the show tonight, to say nothing of having Miss National Salon. I'll tell you best of all. Now, you selected as your category salami and potato salad.
At this point, I'd like to beg leave to check out and give my position to some young, deserving man that might improve his state in life.
That's very nice. Now, is there a deserving young man in the audience? Is there a sailor, a soldier, somebody to come up here and pinch hit? What about an usher? Come on, Kovacs, get on your feet there. I'll say to that,
Well, Groucho, if Ernie Kovacs is coming up here, I think we'd better pause while we have a chance and take care of some important business. We'll be back in just 1 minute to continue You Bet Your Life.
Say, that a new record?
Yeah, here, I'll play it again for you.
Let Mrs. Grass make the soup at your house.
Interesting. What's on the flip side?
Here, I'll put it on.
Yes, let Mrs. Grass make the soup at your house. Mrs. Grass's vegetable noodle soup, for instance. What a soup mix! You get all the hearty richness of sun-ripened garden vegetables in Mrs. Grass's vegetable noodle soup. Mrs. Grass blends them all with sunny tomato flavor, and then she adds her famous buttery tender egg noodles. Mrs. Grass does all the hard kitchen work. You just put some water on the boil, open that yellow box, and in minutes you can serve delicious vegetable noodle soup. You just
let Mrs. Grass make the soup at your house.
What's the name of that record?
It's called Music to Make Soup By.
Ernie, I'm glad to see you, huh? This is Mr. Gorin, Mr. Kovacs.
I never thought I'd have the honor of having such a distinguished stand-in.
And Miss Pelty, Miss Pelty, Mr. Kovacs, and Mr. Fenneman.
Never mind Fenneman.
Okay, well, I'll mind Fenneman. You what?
Thank you.
Now, you selected as your category hieroglyphics. Is that right?
What? I was sitting up there. I don't know.
Your partner here selected Mother Goose Rhymes. You figured this would be something that you like. All right, I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row... About
liver and yogurt?
Now, if you get four in a row right, it'll be a miracle. That's all I can say. Now, Ernie, if you win any money, what are you going to do with it?
No, I have a very pet organization of mine. This is the Save the Children Federation that I have.
Well, don't you regard Sunita as a pet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to double the money, we can split it with the kids and Sunita.
Did you see him in Madball? Pretty funny, I know, right? Well, if you see it around and you haven't seen it, go see it because he's wonderful in it. It's a very funny picture. Are you ready?
When?
Here we go around the Mulberry Bush, the Mulberry Bush, what? Mulberry Bush. Tell me when we do it. When do you go around the Mulberry Bush?
Early in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's cold and pushing.
I don't even know that, to be honest with you. I don't know that.
Well, you don't have to be honest with me. You never have up to now.
No. You have one right. Thanks. You bet.
Like that. Why did little Jack Horner pull out of his Christmas pie in addition to his thumb?
A plum.
I'd rather not say
plum, it. Plum, she knew.
Oh,
plum. Hey, she's making a plum out of you.
A plum, that's right. Plum.
You now have two right.
Yeah. We now have two right.
You do.
Who went to see Silver Buckles at his knee?
That's a darn good question.
Yes, it is, huh?
Anybody out there know that?
Hello out there.
Do you know this? Let's try. What's the one with the pussycat and the boobs and all that jazz?
That comes much later, huh?
Oh, that's...
Well, this was Bobby Shafto.
Ooh.
Bobby Shafto. I thought... I think he's an agent. He handles
the
money.
Is this the answer, Bobby Shafto?
I've
never heard of this in my life.
Yeah. Me either.
Have you?
Now, in what rhyme...
You have one wrong now.
I know that. I know that. I know that.
Wait, he's a kind of a... sadistic mind he has.
First time he smiled when we got one wrong, too, I think.
Looks like he's going to do plenty of laughing here tonight. In the rhyme, 1-2 buckle my shoe, what rhymes with 9-10?
6,000.
You're right, right?
One wrong. Go back.
All right, now this is the cinch.
Yeah.
Some like peas forage hot, some like it cold. How do the others like it?
In a pot, nine. You want to take
days
it?
Days old.
That's very, very
how many have we got right now?
Two right.
Why did Pussycat go to London? Seems kind of silly.
Is there any particular Pussycat?
No. Pussycat, where
to see the Jack of Spades or the Queen. It was the Queen.
That's
the Queen,
right? Yeah.
The Queen.
You now have three rights.
Is it right? If it's not right, I retract it.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. I stand.
Now, here comes the coup de grace. This knocks you flat.
In front of the least feet?
Yes. Now, who saw Cock Robin die?
Wait a minute. Let's be careful. Let's not rush into this, shall we? It was. Does it have wings and six legs?
I know that. That's a garbage wagon. Who saw Cock Robin die?
I'm going to see if he has anything in his face when I do a little hint. He smiled, but he's tricky.
I'm smiling. Your stupidity.
I said the fly with my little
that's
eye.
That's right. The fly is right. You don't have to go any further.
With my eye.
You've won this game.
You got four in a row. You won $1,000.
You've won this girl and
$1,000.
Name, 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 it's $50 for you.
I've got $100 now.
And $50 for you.
Thank you. Great.
Now,
thank you very much.
All safe. Now, you've won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000.
What president was this? Jim Clinton, huh?
He made coats for the Army and Navy. You may even get a chance at $10,000, lady. So go over there and sit down.
I wouldn't know what to do with that. Oh, I sit down with her?
With Sunita.
Okay.
And think it over. And if I don't see you later, I'll get in touch with Edie.
And that means Sunita Pelkey and Ernie Kovacs can risk half of their winnings to try for $10,000. We'll get their decision in just a moment.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beakers neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car, a litter bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere,
street,
feet,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
I'm Bill Holden, folks, and what I have to say is aimed at me as much as you. We live in a beautiful area, and it's up to us to keep it that way. Keep it clean. Let's face it, if we're not litter bugs, there won't be any litter. So let's work together to make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car, a litter bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere,
street,
feet,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
George, who's going to try for the $10,000?
Cindy DeFalke and Ernie Kovac are coming back.
Now, you won $1,000. Now, if you decide to try for the $10,000 and you fail, you wind up with $500. What are you going to
do? You wouldn't want to give us a hint on the question.
No.
All right. No, we don't want to fool around with that. Well, the kid's money. See, now it's not my money anymore. You see, it's not mine, and she doesn't want to fool around with hers.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, that's your privilege. Congratulations, and thanks for being on the show. You bet yours.
The Best of Groucho is transcribed in Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Guan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. 2 weeks from tonight, Groucho returns to begin his 13th year of You Bet Your Life. Don't miss the first of the new fall series of You Bet Your Life, 2 weeks from tonight. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only Groucho. And see The Best of Groucho on NBC TV every Thursday night. The Best of Groucho is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Melanie Kahane and Ben Grauer broadcast Decorating Wavelengths, the program designed to help you design a more beautiful home, tonight on most of these NBC stations.